Dhammadhamma Vinyamihani Dhammadhamma Vinyamihani Yaya Randa Madhamma Vinyamihani
Charaja Astatarasata Sri Srimad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Gaura Premanandi
Sri Haribo.
Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur Ki
Jai.
I hope you all had a wonderful celebration for the appearance day of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
我希望大家都有非常美妙的庆祝 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 显现日的 这样的节日。
Some of you may not know so much about Bhaktivinoda Thakur, so I think I should give a little background.
可能在座的有一些对 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 不甚了解, 所以我现在对 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 介绍一下他的背景。
Everybody online here, you know who is Srila Prabhupada.
在线聆听的奉献者们, 你们大家都知道谁是 Srila Prabhupada吧?
Prabhupada's spiritual master was Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
Srila Prabhupada的明星导师是 Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
And Bhakti Siddhanta's father was Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Bhakti Siddhanta的父亲就是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
He is one of the acharyas in our line of disciplic succession.
他是我们使徒传系当中的一位 acharya灵性导师.
And we owe our existence in the line of disciplic succession very much to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I'll explain.
我们大家都非常的尊敬我们使徒传系当中的 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 这位灵性导师, 我们现在来解释一下。
Bhaktivinoda Thakur lived in the second half of the 1800s and the very beginning part of the 1900s.
那么 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 呢，他是生活在19世纪下半世纪、20世纪上半世纪之间的年代。
Nearly 350 years had passed since the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 之后的大概300年。
Over that period of time, the prominence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his teachings had practically vanished.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的教导他的这个教导和教义在那个时候已经每况愈下了。
There were still some proper and outstanding followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but largely those who were followers had become deviated.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的那个时候的教导并不是为众人所知。知晓的人越来越少。那么在主切坦纳马哈帕布的主要的追随者，他们依然追随着主切坦纳马哈帕布的教导，但是呢，有很多人已经偏离了主切坦纳马哈帕布的教导。
The picture we should hold is that either people knew nothing about Lord Chaitanya, or they had a bad impression because of deviated followers of Lord Chaitanya.
在那个时候人们的印象是要么对主切坦纳马哈帕布的教导没一无所知，要么是对主切坦纳马哈帕布的教导的印象非常不好，因为那些偏离了主切坦纳马哈帕布的教导者教导的追随者偏离了这些教导。
There was another major factorHistorically, at the time, and that was British occupancy was at its peak.
在那个时候也有它的历史的背景。在那个时候，印度的殖民者，在英国的殖民者，就在驻印度的英国的殖民者，在那个时候，他们的统治到达了高峰、巅峰的时期。
In order to rule India.From Europe, the British had a very nasty plan to deride everything that comes from India and to honor everything that comes from Europe, and the intellectuals of the time bought into that idea. So it created yet another obstacle for Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
这些英国殖民者，他们为了去，在印度建立起他们的统治的地位，那个时候他们去策划出了一个非常肮脏的计划，那就是在印度去推崇英国的所有的这些产品，而去贬低印度的所有的这些产品，于是他们这些文化，于是他们从这个高层的知识分子阶层开始侵入。
Without external support, simply by his own conviction, his empowerment by Krishna to revive Lord Chaitanya and his teachings in India and throughout the world, he was a very powerful acharya and a great visionary.
当时的那种情况也给巴提诺查库带来了巨大的阻碍。但是由于 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 对主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的教导深信不疑，以及他所被赋予的巨大的力量，他单枪匹马的将主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的教导传遍了，乃至传遍了整个世界。所以他是这样的一位具有非常具有如此威力的一位 Acharya 灵性导师。
His personality and his style was humble persuasion.
他的 品格还有他的风格都已经表明他是一个极具谦卑的人。
By his qualities and his personality and his deep Krishna consciousness, he moved many, many, many leaders in society to become favorable to Lord Chaitanya's teachings.
由于他的这种崇高的品格和由于他深邃的 Krishna 知觉，乃至他将许多有影响的领导人物去支持主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的教导。
Naturally, while doing this, he met opposition and some people became his avowed enemies.
那自然而然，当他处在这样的一个崇高的地位上的时候，自然而然就有许多的敌人敌对他，树立了敌人。
But he was fearless.
但是他无所畏惧。
And he was protected by Krishna, Lord Jagannath, Lord Chaitanya, that the personality of Godhead protected him.
但是他受到了至尊人格守神 Krishna, 主 Jagannath, 主 Chaitanya 的保护。
I'll give some examples as we go further.
关于这一点，我给大家举一个例子。
He not only restored respectability to Lord Chaitanya's teachings in India, but around the world.
他不仅仅在印度复兴了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的教导，而且在全世界复兴了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的教导。
1896 was the year of Srila Prabhupada's appearance in this world.
1896年正是 Srila Prabhupada 显现于世的日子。
And 1896 marked the date when Bhaktivinoda Thakur sent in English a publication to university libraries around the world, a little booklet teaching the life and precepts of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He saw the world as a ripe field for giving Lord Chaitanya's teachings.
而1896年正是标志着 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 将一本关于主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的教导和生平的小册子去寄到世界各地的这个大学还有图书馆。这去将主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的教导带给世人，他看到了全世界是一个去传播主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 教导的领域。
Bhaktivinoda passed that vision on to his son.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 将这一愿景传递给了他的儿子。
And Bhaktisiddhanta passed that vision onto his followers, including Srila Prabhupada, and here we are because of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's vision.
Bhaktisiddhanta, 他的儿子又将这一愿景继承给了他的追随者，其中包括 Srila Prabhupada。正是由于 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的这一伟大的愿景，所以我们今天能聚集在一起。
During Bhaktivinoda Thakur's time, practically nobody knew about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
在 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的那个年代，是可以这么说，几乎无人了解是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的教导。
But Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote, "The day will come from when Vaishnavas from around the world, from China and America and Europe, they'll come together in Mayapur and chant and dance the holy names of the Supreme Lord together in great jubilation in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan." Those of you that have been to Mayapur, you know it has become a reality.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 已经预言了，终有一天，来自全世界的人们，来自中国、美洲、欧洲各个陆地的人们会聚集到 Mayapur， 在兴高采烈的一起在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的 Sankirtan 运动当中 快乐地唱诵着主的圣名。你们去过 Mayapur 的奉献者都亲自见证了 Bhakti Nota Ku 的这一预言已经成为事实。
During his life, Mayapur meant rice fields in all directions.
在 Bhakti Nota Ku 的年代的时候 ,Mayapur 是一片稻田。
India lives on rice. And so much rice came from Bengal.
印度人他们是吃大米长大的。有很多的大米呢都是来自孟加拉的。
His vision of what would come in the future was so surprising to everybody, but just see what happened.
Bhakti Nota Ku 对未来的预见是令每个人都惊讶不已的，但是我们看到了发生什么了。
Each one of us, we're very indebted to Bhaktivinoda Thakur for bringing that vision into reality by his spiritual power.
因为 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 将这一愿景啊，去带成为逐渐的成为了一个现实愿。对他的这个预言成为现实，所以我们每一个人都亏欠于巴克提诺塔库的。
So now let us describe a little bit of some of the details of his life.
我们现在来详细的讲一讲他的生平。
His personal deities as a householder were Gora Gadadhar.
Bhakti Nota Ku 当居士的时候他的个人的所崇拜的神像是 Gora Gadadhar 神像。
In ISKCON, we know Gora Nittai.
在 ISKCON 当中我们大家都知道 ISKCON 主要崇拜的是 Gora Nittai 神像。
The mood of Lord Nityananda was to assist Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in distributing the holy name to all the people in the land.
主尼切南达的心态就是协助主切坦尼马哈帕布将这些超然的教导圣名去传遍到印度的每个地方。
Following Srila Prabhupada, we worship Gora Nittai.
我们追随 Srila Prabhupada 的步伐，我们崇拜 Gora Nittai.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur also was a visionary and wanted to give the holy name to everyone.At the same time, he had an attraction for rasa or raganuga bhakti, and Gora Gadadhar nourished both of those.
Bhakti Nota Thakur, 他不仅有这样的崇高的愿景，这个圣名会传遍到世界各个地方，而且，那么他也被这个attraction for, could you repeat?
Rasa and Raganuga Bhakti.
而且他深深地被 Raganuga Bhakti 所吸引，而 Gadadhar, Gora Gadadhar 正滋养了他的这一吸引。
There are a number of photographs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur because photography was just becoming a thing.During his time.
这里有几张关于 Bhakti Nota Ku 的生平近照。
So this is one of those photographs.
这是其中的一张近照。
This is a photograph of when he was living in Jagannath Puri as the High Court Judge.
这张近照呢是当他在 Jagannath Puri 做高级法官的时候的一张近照。
From way back, even during Lord Chaitanya's time, the High Court judge was the next person down administratively from the chief administrator. And in this case, it was the British. During Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, it was Chankazi, who was the magistrate working under the king. He has a lot of power.
Yeah. 那么我们回顾到，我们回到朱启坦尼亚马哈帕布的年代，作为这个高级法官这一地位，那就相当于这个国家首脑的这个地方长官，例如像这个省长、郡长。但在朱启坦尼亚马哈帕布那个时候的这个地方长官卡普枪子，他是当时的地方长官。那么巴克提诺查库，他当时的在加格纳普里的地位是高级法官，所以有很多的权力。他是这个首脑的国家的这个首长的相当于助手。
It was very rare, unheard of, that the British would appoint a local Indian person to that high court judge position, but they saw him as so qualified, they were very happy to have him in that role.
在当时印度受到英国的殖民者统治期间，英国的殖民统治者去指派印度本地的人去胜任高级法官这一职位是十分罕见的。但是因为英国的当时的殖民统治者看到巴克提诺塔库品质高尚，所以让他胜任了这一职位。
Pretty fashionable outfit, isn't it? The clothing that he's wearing is very fashionable.
Yeah, 我们可以看到这张巴克提诺塔库的近照，他穿得十分时尚，是吧？
He was a Vaishnav, but he had a service to do, so he performed that service according to the local appreciation, how you're supposed to conduct yourself.
那么因为巴克提诺塔库他是一位奉献者，但是他根据他的职位，他的这个职位的需要，所以呢，根据人，他就相应的去这样去穿着，来就是符合他这一职位的受人崇敬的这样的一种状态。
Although he dressed this way when he was on the bench in the courtroom, he had tilak, six strands of neck beads, and a shaved head.
那么虽然呢，他外在的对外他是这样穿着，但是他在家中的时候，他涂着 tilak， 手里拿着这个念珠，这样。
And you,、yeah. you see in the front part of his shirt, there's a chain. That's a pocket watch that he kept track of time very, very, very carefully.
我们可以看到巴克提诺塔库的外衣里挂着一只怀表，他用这只怀表来非常仔细地掌控他的时间的安排。
Watches were not well known during his time, but he used it because it helped him stay very regulated and punctual.
在他的那个年代，有人使用怀表不是一件常见的事，但是呢，他用了这个怀表来让自己一直保持着非常准时的去从事每一件事情，安排他的让每一件事情都井然有序的进行。
The British High Commissioner named Ravenshaw was very enthusiastic to have Bhaktivinoda Thakur go to Puri.
那么这个 Ravenshaw当时的印度的一个高级的长官非常热情指派巴克提诺查库去到 Jagannath Puri.
And his first assignment was to deal with Bhishika Singh.
他的第一个任务就是要去 Bhishika Singh, 要跟他去相处。
Now this isn't necessarily a picture of Bhishika Singh, but it's somebody who's got a big mat of hair on the top of his head.
Oh, 我们可以看到这是 Bhishik 当时的那个人，你看他头上这个有一个大大的发髻。
Bhishikasen was a very popular mystic yogi.
那么当时呢，巴克提诺塔库被指派去跟这位 Bhishikasen 去跟他对付这个人。那么 Bhishikasen 他是一位非常有力量的神秘瑜伽师。
He would exhibit those mystic powers to fool very innocent people to believe that he was God.
他呢，去运用，他利用他的神秘的力量去愚弄一般的大众，让一般的大众以为他就是神。
And the British government was concerned because Bhishikasen publicly, repeatedly said,His mission is to drive the British out of India by his mystic powers.
Yes. 当时的印度，当时的英国的这些政府长老们，他们对非常的担心，非常的关注 Bhishikasen， 因为 Bhishikasen 在大众广听之下声称要利用，要运用他的神秘力量将英国人从印度赶走。
The British knew that this man had to be dealt with, but because he was so popular, they didn't want to do it themselves. They wanted a local to take care of him.
那么印度人呢，想要去把这个人给铲除掉，但是呢，他们不想亲自去做，想要请当地印度当地的人这样去做。
That was an explicit assignment given to Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
这就是指派给巴克提诺塔库的一个具体的任务。
It became, after Bhaktivinoda moved to Puri, it became a disgrace that Bhishikasen and his partner, his assistant,were inviting ladies to come to his place outside of Puri, hear him narrate Krishna's pastimes, engage in rasa dance with these ladies and pollute them. And then they came back and informed their husbands.
在巴克提诺塔库搬到了加格纳的 Puri 之后，有一件非常耻辱的这样的事情发生了。那 Bhishikasen 他和他的这些助手们去引诱那些良家妇女，把他们引诱到加格纳的普里的郊外，跟这些良家妇女讲述 Krishna 的Rasa 之舞的逍遥时光，然后利用这些良家妇女跟他们一起来跳 Rasa 之舞，跳完之后再把这些良家妇女放回家，所以这是一件非常羞辱的一件事情，耻辱的一件事情。
Bhaktivinoda requested constables to go arrest him, bring him to jail so he could stand in court for his wrongdoings, but they were afraid to go because he was so powerful and used his mystic powers to keep people away.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 请求当地的警察去逮捕这位瑜伽士，把他投到监狱里，把他送上法庭。绳之以法，但是呢，这些警察害怕这位瑜伽士，因为他有神秘力量，所以害怕这么做。
Bhaktivinoda was fearless.
但是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 一点都不害怕。
He went personally, followed by his constables, to confront Bhishikasen.
他亲自带着这些警察们一起去到了 Bhishikasen 面前。
Bhaktivinoda asked him questions both about his attitude towards the British government and his behavior with ladies, and Bhishikasen confirmed everything. Bhaktivinoda said, "Come with me." Bhishikasen shook his hair, and fire started coming out of his hair.And all the constables backed off, fearful, what is this man going to do?
那么当巴克提诺塔库指出他的这种不良的行为，他对英国这个殖民者的这种 威胁的话语，以及他对良家妇女的耻辱的羞耻的行为。那么 Bismarck 听了以后呢，他确认了这两件事情。在与此同时， Bismarck 摇着他的头，从他的头发里散发出了一团散发出了火焰，吓得跟着巴金诺塔库的那些警察们吓得就往后退缩，他们不知道是怎么
Knowing that this was just some little mystic trick, Bhaktivinoda reached out and grabbed him by the arm.
那么 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 知道是这个瑜伽士略施的诡计，于是他立刻一把抓住了瑜伽士的胳膊。
Come with me.
你跟我一起。
And Bhishika Sen consented.This is my Leela. I'll come with you. No worries.
然后这位 Bismarck 就说到了，同意了，说我会跟着你一起去的。
Bhishika Sen was in jail for 1 week, waiting for his trial and the process of the trial itself.
Bismarck被立刻投到了监狱里，在监狱里待了一个礼拜，在那个时候等待着法庭的诉讼。
He made it known that he would curse the entire family of Bhaktivinoda Thakur to die.
众所周知，当时这位 Bismarck 他诅咒 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的全家人即将死去。
In fact, one of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's daughters became very seriously stricken by nearly death in fever.
在那个时候，的确是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的一个女儿在那个时候患了重病，奄奄一息。患了这个高烧不止，几近死亡，奄奄一息。
Bhaktivinoda's wife pleaded with him, let him go, let him go. We can't lose our daughter just to bring this man to justice. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur was very determined. He didn't back off.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的妻子一再的祈求 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 说，就让那个瑜伽士放了他吧，别把他送上法庭，绳之以法。我不愿意失去这个女儿，不愿意让女儿死去。请你把它放了吧。但是Bhaktivinoda Thakur一点都不退缩，毫不动摇。
Lord Jagannath will protect us.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur说，主加格纳塔会保护我们的。
And sure enough, his daughter became well again.
后来不久，他的女儿恢复了健康。
And then,The trial began.
然后这个法庭的诉讼开始。
He cursed Bhaktivinoda Thakur to die, who also contracted severe fever. Even while writing the decision against Bhishika Sen, his body was trembling, but he pursued with determination to bring this man to justice.
在那个时候，当那个法庭诉讼开始的时候，Bismarck 在那里大声的诅咒 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 会患上高烧不止，死去。那但是面对当时这个瑜伽士 Bismarck 已经气得愤怒的浑身发抖，发出了这样的诅咒。面对这样的情形， Bhaktivinoda Thakur 依然没有退缩，他坚决要将这位 Bismarck绳之以法，送上法庭。
The decision was read out loud in the courtroom.
然后在这个法庭上做下了判决。
And the guards escorted Bhishika Sen out of the courtroom back to the jail to stay for several months in jail.
那后来呢，这个助手们，就是法庭的助手们，将 Bhishma Singh 又带到了监狱里面。他在监狱里待了好几个月。
Say his name properly, Bhishma Singh. You see it printed there. Bhishma Kishen.
Bhishma Kishen.
Bhishma Kishen. Bhishma
Kishen. Bhishma Kishen.
One more time.
Bhishma Kishen.
Okay. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave an order that his hair should be cut. He had long hair.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur 发下命令，应该把他的头发剪下来。
Because it was known that yogis, mystics, store power in their hair.
据说瑜伽士们会将他们的力量藏在头发里。
So when they cut his hair, he fell to the ground completely powerless.
那么当 Bhishma Singh 他的头发被剪下来之后，他立刻晕倒在地，失去了
力量。After some days, he died in jail.
然后过了几天，他就死在监狱里了。
My point is, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was protected by Jagannath and fearless.
我要指出的要点是 ，Bhaktivinoda Thakur 受到主 Jagannath 的保护，他无所畏惧。
Here's another example.
这里有另外一个例子。
The high court judge was given the responsibility of looking after the affairs of the Jagannath Temple, which is a big deal, a manager of the Jagannath Temple.
在那个时候呢，地方的首长任命 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 去掌管 Jagannath Puri 的神庙。这是一件非常重大的事情。
He found out that the king was embezzling money from Jagannath's treasury.
他发现呢，这个当地的国王挪用了 Jagannath Puri 的资金，大量的资金。
After a proper trial, he gave the following penalty to the king.
那么在经过了这种法律的正当的程序之后， Bhaktivinoda Thakur 要求这个国王付出罚金。
From the king's treasury, he had to pay for all the offerings, 52 offerings a day to Lord Jagannath until the money was paid back.
那么呢，给他的这个罚金就是国王需要从他的金库里拿出这个资金，让这个提供给主加格纳塔，每天给主加格纳塔供奉52次，这样就相当于他的这个罚金的数量。
The king was very embarrassed and ashamed.
国王非常的尴尬，他也非常的感到很懊悔，很害羞。
And at that time, that was a lot of money, so the king's treasury became depleted.
因为那个时候，这笔资金是数目庞大，来自于耗尽了国王的金库里的所有的储蓄。
He wanted to kill Bhaktivinoda.
所以呢，他想要杀死 Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
But he was too popular, so...He decided not to kill him in the ordinary way, but he had a different method.
但是呢 ，Bhaktivinoda Thakur 受到众人的青睐，所以呢，这个国王不想以普通的方式谋杀 Bhaktivinoda Thakur， 他想以别的方式杀死他。
In a very secret way, he engaged 50 Brahmins to engage in a 30-day yajna.The end of which was to bring the death of Bhaktivinoda.
那么这位国王呢，他邀请了五十位 Brahmana 来连续30天做一个祭祀，以这种方式来杀死 Bhaktivinoda Thakur。
It was supposed to be secret, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur found out.
这个呢是秘密举行的，这个祭祀是秘密举行的，但是呢 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 仍然发现了这个秘密。
He could have done something, but he didn't because he knew that Jagannath would protect him.
他本来是可以采取措施的，但是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 没有采取措施，因为他相信自信，他相信主 Jagannath 一直在保护着他。
At the end of the 30th day, when the death of Bhaktivinoda Thakur was supposed to happen, instead the son of the king died.
那么在这三十天的祭祀的最后一天，本按照他们的秘密的计划是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 死亡的那一天，但是当那一天到来的时候，国王的儿子死掉了。
When these kind of yagyas are performed, if the person who is the target doesn't get affected, then the person who is commissioning this problem comes back to him.
所以呢，当这样的事情就是他们所瞄准的那个人，他们本来想杀死 Bhaktivinoda Thakur， 但是呢没有得逞，那么这件事情的这个目标转而就会对谋划这个行为的人。
Please appreciate the faith in Lord Jagannath that Bhaktivinoda Thakur had.
所以呢，我们在这里要非常的去欣赏 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 对主 Jagannath 所具有的强烈的信心。
Please appreciate that Bhaktivinoda Thakur was an emblem of virtue.And he was totally fearless.
而且我们要在这里去非常的欣赏 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的无所畏惧啊，勇往直前的崇高的品质。
Now here's another example.
这里还有另外一个例子。
While Bhaktivinoda Thakur was living in Jagannath Puri, he began a regular program where he was engaged in discussion of Srimad Bhagavatam in the celebrated Jagannath Vallabh Gardens.
当 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 居住在 Jagannath Puri 的时候，那个时候他有规律的和众人们一起来讲述圣典博迦瓦坛。在 Jagannath Puri 的 Jagannath Vallabha 著名的花园 Jagannath Vallabha 著名的花园去做这样的讲述圣典博迦瓦坛。
During Lord Chaitanya's time, the Jagannath Vallabha Gardens was a place where Ramananda Roy would do the same.
在 主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的时代的时候是 Ramananda Roy在 Jagannath Vallabha 花园里做了同样的事情。
He called the organization, as you see on the screen here, Bhagavata Samshat.
他请来了这个组织者 Bhagavata Samshat.
In Puri at the time, there was a Babaji named Raghunath Das Babaji.
他将这个活动被称为 Bhagavata Samshat。 在他的那个年代，他居住在 Jagannath Puri 的时候，有一位 Babaji 叫做 Raghunath Das Babaji。
That's not a picture of him, it's just some Babaji.
但实际上这个图中的照片并不是 Raghunath Das Babaji 本人，是别的 Babaji 的照片。
Raghunath Das spoke strongly againstpersons attending his Srimad Bhagavatam classes.
Raghunath Das Babaji 强烈地斥责那些参加 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 讲述圣典博迦瓦坛的集会的人。
After some time, Raghunath Das Babaji became very seriously ill with very intense fever.
后来一段时间之后 Raghunath Das Babaji 重病在身，他患有高烧，严重的高烧。
He was nearing death with the intensity of his fever.
因为这个高烧不止，非常严重的高烧，几乎烧得奄奄一息了。
In his dream, Lord Jagannath appeared.
主 Jagannath 出现在他的梦中。
Jagannath instructed him, "You have this fever because of your offense to a great devotee of mine.Go take shelter of his lotus feet, offer profuse apologies and seek his forgiveness.
主迦格纳特在他的梦中告诉他说，你之所以高烧不止，是因为你冒犯了我的一位伟大的奉献者，你现在要去托庇在这位伟大奉献者的莲花足下，请求他的原谅。
DespiteHis health condition, Raghunath Das did what Jagannath instructed him.
在这种情况下，在他高烧不止的情况下， Raghunath Das 依然执行了主 Jagannath 给他的训示。
He explained to Bhaktivinoda Thakur why he was speaking against him.
Raghunath Das Babaji 向 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 解释了他为什么如此强烈地反对 Bhaktivinoda Thakur?
While you're speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, you don't even have tilak and neck beads, so how can you be qualified to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam?
Raghunath Das Babaji 这样说到他，当你讲述圣典波迦瓦坛的时候，你甚至都不带进珠，也不涂提拉克，你怎么能够有资格去讲述圣典波迦瓦坛呢？
And his humble, Bhaktivinoda's humble reply was, I have not yet found my Diksha Guru. Only when I receive Diksha will I wear Kunti Mala and Tilak, and I'm praying to the Lord to send me to reveal who will be my Diksha Guru.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 非常谦卑地表达出说到了，我现在还没有找到我的 Diksha Guru.直到我找到了我的 Diksha Guru, 我才会去涂上 Tilak, 带着 Tusi 进珠。在我现在祈求主 Jagannath 派人派这样的一位 Diksha Guru。
In ISKCON, people wear Tilak and neck beads without being initiated. But during Bhaktivinoda Thakur's time, that was not the practice.
那么在 ISKCON 呢，即便是一位奉献者还没有启迪之前，他都会涂着 Tilak 带着进珠。但是在 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的那个年代，则是在启迪之后会涂着 Tilak 和带着进珠。
So not only Bhaktivinoda Thakur forgave him, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur provided...the necessary medicines, and very soon Raghunath Das Babaji became well again.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 不仅原谅了 Raghunath Das Babaji, 而且呢，给他的相应的药物治愈了 Raghunath Das Babaji 的病。
Later, they became best of friends.
后来他们两个人成为了非常要好的朋友。
Of course,Bhaktivinoda was a householder, and Raghunath Das was a Babaji, so Bhaktivinoda always offered him respect, but at the same time, they became very close and friendly.
当然了 ,Bhaktivinoda Thakur 当时是居士，而 Raghunath Das Babaji 他是一位 Babaji, 所以 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 总是非常的敬仰 Raghunath Das Babaji, 但与此同时他们两个人是非常亲密的朋友。
Towards the end of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's life, he was living in Calcutta for some time.
在 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的晚年的时候 ,Bhaktivinoda Thakur 在加尔各答居住了一段时间。
A British government officer requested audience with him.
那么这当时的英国的殖民的长官们这些权威们请求 Bhaktivinoda Thakur
naturally, Bhaktivinoda granted his some time. Naturally, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave some time for this officer. Immediately, the officer began to cry.
然后这些长官们,他们立刻就哭了起来。
And the officer confessed that he had a plan to kill Bhaktivinoda Thakur because he considered him to be very dangerous.
然后这些长官们就开始向巴基诺塔库忏悔他们曾经要预谋杀死要谋杀巴基诺塔库 因为他们当时认为巴基诺塔库是一个危险的人物。Bhaktivinoda
wrote, I was very surprised that he had such feelings.
然后巴基诺塔库写道, 我非常的惊讶,
and even more surprised that he shared that he had those feelings, but the man wanted forgiveness because of his ill intent.
而且更让他们惊讶的是, 他们向他忏悔了, 向他们想要谋杀的那个人忏悔了他们的这样的, 恶意的想法。
These are just some of the many examples of Bhaktivinoda's fearlessness and at the same time being protected by Lord Jagannath.
这些例子就说明了巴基诺塔库他是如此的无畏无惧与此同时他受到了主加格纳塔的保护。
Again, notice the fashionable outfit that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is wearing, including his interesting hat.
我们在这张图片上可以看到巴基诺塔库的服饰是非常时尚的,而且戴的帽子,有趣的帽子也是非常独特的,时尚的。
Because of his position of high court judge, he had to receive persons of nobility and British respectability, so he dressed accordingly.
因为巴基诺塔库他身为高级法官这一重任，所以呢，他经常接待一些显贵、一些显要的人物，因此他要根据这样的情况要相应的着装。
At heart, through and through, he was a Vaishnav, but in service to Krishna, he dressed in this way and spoke to people the way that he spoke to them.
但他的内心是外士那瓦的心态，但是在外的行为举止，他会根据相应的情况跟对方去相处交流。Here's
another photograph of another very fancy outfit.
这是巴基诺塔库的另一张照片，着装十分华丽。
Here's a photograph of Bhaktivinoda Thakur with his wife and, if my memory is right, 10 children.
这是巴基诺塔库和他的妻子以及他的孩子。如果我记得没错的话,他有10个孩子。这是他和他的妻子和孩子的照片,全家福的照片。Some
of you may have children.
你们在座的一些奉献者可能有孩子。
Imagine taking care of 10 children.
你们想象一下,去照顾10个孩子的生活。
Don't think about it too long, your head will spin.
啊?
Don't think about it too long because your head will spin.
你们别想得太多了,要不然会想得头痛的。
In the upper left corner of this photograph, is Bhaktisiddhanta.
我们可以看到在这个照片的上边左上角最左边的那就是Bhaktisiddhanta.
So this is another major contribution of Bhaktivinoda. He provided the world with a world acharya, a great soul who led the Vaishnavas during his time.
这也是 Bhaktivinoda-kun 为世人做出的杰出的另一个贡献，那就是他带来了一个举世闻名啊，给世界带来福祉的一位 acharya 明星老师。
Bhaktivinoda trained him in all respects so that he would be fit to lead the Vaishnavas of the world.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 从各个方面去训练了 Bhaktisiddhanta 能够如此能够让他有资格去领导全世界的奉献者。
One example was the printing and publishing of Vaishnava literature.
其中的一个训练的方面就是训练他去出版印刷外斯纳瓦文献。
Bhaktivinoda trained Bhaktisiddhanta in all respects how to proofread, how to translate, how to interact with the printers, how to check the galley sheets, and all the procedures that thenWere carried forward by Bhaktisiddhanta in printing volumes and volumes of Vaishnava literature.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 在这个出版印刷文献出版印刷奉爱文献方面全面的训练了 Bhaktisiddhanta 怎么样去校对，怎么样去编辑，怎么样去排版，怎么样去与印刷者去打交道等等。给予了他全方位的训练，所以后来 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 能够成卷成卷的出版奉爱的文献。
Here's another photograph showing some books on Bhaktivinoda Thakur's left leg or thigh.
我们可以看到这是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的另一张近照，在他的大腿上放着几本书。
Another major contribution was writing 100 books.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 给世人做出的另一个杰出的贡献就是他写了108部奉爱的文献。
Try writing a book.
我们想想，写作，努力的写作。
100 books?
108部作品。
10 children?
还要养十个孩子。
High court judge?
并且与此同时胜任着高级法官的职位。
Chant 64 rounds a day?
每天念诵64圈。哇塞。
The social responsibilities going along with a government position?
与此同时呢还要跟这个政府做这种社会的这种沟通和打交道。
He had the power of 10 or 15 people in one person.
他呢，一个人就具有50个人的能力。他与此同时还要跟这个，还身兼着政府的要职的责任。
Very prominently, he displayed his neck beads, like you see here.
我们可以看到他脖子上戴的这个颈珠是非常显眼的。
The beard is because during Ekadasis, the 4 months of the rainy season, Chaturmasya, he observed various rules and regulations and austerities. One of them was not shaving.
那么在图上的这张照片呢，是他留着长长的胡子。就是在他 Chaturmasya 四月雨季期间，他遵守了誓言的各种的规范守则。他留着长发，留着胡须。
But he otherwise shaved his head on a regular basis at least once a month.
那么至少在其他的时间，除了四月雨季期间，四月苦行的期间之外，在其他的时间，他每个他经常理发，就是把头剃得光光的，至少一个月理发一次。
He lost interest in his being a high court judge and petitioned to be relieved from that service again and again, and when it wasn't agreed upon, he then resigned.
嗯，那么巴克提诺塔库他对高级法官这一职位没有什么兴趣，失去了兴趣，一次又一次的请求辞职，请求这个向英国的长官们请求辞职，但是他们不同意。
The government then agreed to give him a place where he wanted to go near Mayapur in a place called Krishnanagar.
后来他终于最后提出了这个辞职，然后政府同意了，然后把他派到了 Krishnanagar。
Those of you that have been to Mayapur, you'll remember you pass through a city before getting to Mayapur. That city is Krishnanagar, is the headquarters of that region.
那么 Krishnanagar 呢，这个地方就离着 Mayapur 不远。当我们去到 Mayapur 的时候，途中会经过当地的这个市政的中心啊，Krishnanagar。
You see a photograph here of Bhakti Vinod and a friend and one of his sons in Mayapur.
在这个照片上是 Bhakti Vinod Thakur 和他的一位朋友还有一个儿子的照片。
One of his sons was named Lalit Prasad, and in extended correspondence with Lalit Prasad,He made an entire autobiography of his life from beginning to end.
他的一个儿子，其中的一个儿子名字叫 Lalita Prasadam. Lalita Prasadam 几乎撰写了巴克诺塔库从小到年老的整个的生平。
You see the title of that publication, Svalikita Jivani.
你们可以看到这个关于 Bhakti Vinod Thakur 的生平的名字叫 Svalikita Jivani.
She struggles with Sanskrit words. While he was living in Mayapur, another contribution was Bhakti Vinod Thakur's establishing the actual birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
当巴克提诺塔库居住在迈普的时候，他为世人做出了另一个杰出的贡献，就是他确立了主切坦尼马哈帕布的真正的诞生地，真实的诞生地。
Because he was a government officer, he had access to government records.
因为他是政府长官，所以呢，他能够去找到相关的记录。
So after examining the very ancient maps and historical records and so forth, and studying of scriptures, he came to the conclusion that the city of Navadvip was not the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
在他进行了大量的这个地质研究和历史的记录，研究历史记录，然后他引经按他按找到了这个经典，并且他按照经典的这个论，按照经典，他最后证实了 Navadvip 并不是主切坦尼马哈帕布的真实的诞生地。
Then something very interesting happened.
然后接下来发生了一件很有意思的事情。
He was with two other people on the rooftop of a building.In Navadvip, and off in the distance, he saw a very tall, towering temple, luminous temple rising in the sky.
当时他和其他和另外两个人站在他们家的这个房屋的屋顶。看到在从远处看到了 Mayapur 的这个方向拔地而起一座辉煌耀眼的神庙。
in that area, there was only rice fields or no tall buildings.
但实际上当时他看到的这样的市域的那个地方当时是一片稻田没有任何的高大建筑。
He and the others with him saw the same thing the very next evening.
他和另外的就是他和另外的那两个人第二天傍晚的时候又看到了同一景象。
So they marked the spot. The next morning they went to see what it was, that vision, and they couldn't find anything.
后来呢他们就把这个地点给记下来了然后第二天傍晚的时候他们去到那个地方但是并没有看到他们前两日所看到的那种景象。
The only clue they had was in this area of rice fields, there was a plot of land that was considered by the local farmers to be useless because it wouldn't grow anything, even eggplants and potatoes. It wouldn't grow anything except tulsi plants.
那实际上当他们去到那个地方的时候看到的就是除了那个地方长了一片 tulsi 树之外当地的人们认为那个地方是一片没有用处的土地种土豆也不会长土豆他们认为是没有用的一片土地但是只是长了 tulsi
Bhaktivinoda suspected that was the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
但是当时巴基诺塔库就怀疑那个地方才是主切坦尼亚真正的诞生地。
So he invited Jagannath Das Babaji to come there and confirm, is this the birthplace?
所以他邀请了 Jagannath Das Babaji 去到那个地方来确证这个地方就是主切坦尼亚马哈帕布的真实诞生地。
At that stage of his life, Jagannath Das Babaji was over 100 years old.
在那个时候 Jagannath Das Babaji 已经有100多岁了。
He was unable to walk, they had to carry him in a basket.
他甚至都不能够自己行走他必须要被人放在篮子里驮着走。
But when he reached that spot, he jumped in the air out of the basket and called Gauranga's name many, many times, confirming, this is it. This is the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
但是一到达了那个地方之后 Jagannath Das Babaji 立刻从篮子里蹦了出来并且大声地一次又一次地呼喊着 Gaura 的名字那确证了这个地方就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的真实的诞生地。
In a very humble mood, Bhaktivinoda went from door to door requesting 1 rupee from every gentleman to help build a little place for Lord Chaitanya's birthplace. And that's what you see in that, on the right-hand side, that orange-colored building that was built by Bhaktivinoda.
Oh. 后来 Bhaktivinoda 塔库他带着极大的谦卑的心态去挨门逐户的向每一个绅士乞讨一个卢币为主切坦尼亚马哈帕布建造这样的一个地方建造主切坦尼亚马哈帕布的诞生地我们在这张图片上可以看到在这张图片的左下角正是当时巴克汀诺塔库所建的这个建筑就是那个金色的有房屋是金色的这个建筑是当时巴克汀诺塔库建造的筹集资金建造的
The tall white building you see on the left was built later by Bhaktisiddhanta
那这个白色的高大的建筑是后来 Bhaktisiddhanta 筹集资金建造的
His father ordered him to do this and he fulfilled the order
Bhaktivinoda 塔库训示他的儿子 Bhaktisiddhanta 这么去做 Bhaktisiddhanta 一言而行做到了
When the construction workers were digging in the ground to create the foundation for the temple they discovered the deity of Jagannath Das Babaji, Lord Chaitanya's father, that was buried in the mud from when the Ganges had shifted its course for some years.
当他们去建造这个高大的神庙之前，他们去挖地基的时候，就挖到了一尊神像。那正是 Jagannath Das 正是 Jagannath Mishra 主持开的 Mahaprabhu 的父亲曾经崇拜的。当时是因为这个恒河改道，所以移到了这个地方。
In the course of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's life, he established many other places of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes.
在 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的年代，他建立了很多关于主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 上演，发掘建立了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 上演消时光的地方。
And for that reason, he is often called the seventh Goswami.
因为这个原因，所以他经常被称为第七位 Goswami.
You all know the six Goswamis, they established Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan and wrote books.
大家都知道，六位 Goswami, 他们居住在 Vrindavan, 在那里发掘建立了 Krishna 上演逍遥时光的地方，并且撰著了很多的伟大，很多的奉爱文献。
Bhaktivinoda did the same thing in Mayapur, identifying Lord Chaitanya's pastime places and writing many books.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 在 Mayapur 发现了许多主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 上演逍遥时光的地方，并且撰写了很多的书籍。
For that reason, he is often called the seventh Goswami.
正是由于这个原因，所以他通常被称为第七位 Goswami.
We're almost done.
我们几乎讲完了。
This is a photograph of the residence that Bhaktivinoda Thakur kept when he was living in Mayapur.
这是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 生前居住在 Mayapur 的故居。
Maybe you who have been to Mayapur have visited his place.
可能你们都去过 Mayapur 并且拜访过这个地方。
You can see it from our ISKCON campus in Mayapur.
我们可以从我们 ISKCON 神庙的区域就能够远眺看到这个地方。
It's just on the other side of the Jalangi River.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 生前居住的故居就在 Jalangi 河的对岸。
On the left side is his residential quarters. On the right side is his place of worship. And in between was a place where he would sit and lecture in the topics of Krishna Katha.
在这张图片的左边是他起居的地方，在这张图片的右边是他进行崇拜神像的地方。那么在他起居和进行神像崇拜的这个之间呢，是他讲述 Krishna Katha 的地方。
He selected this particular place because he explained it's where Lord Nityananda made his headquarters in establishing Namahattas throughout West Bengal.
他之所以选择这个地方呢，是 Go ahead, could you repeat?
He selected this place because Lord Nityananda had made this his residence while he was engaged in spreading Namahattas throughout all of West Bengal.
他之所以选择这个地方呢，是因为以前主尼天南达曾经在这个地方发起了 Namahatta， 将 Namahatta 传遍到了印度各地传遍到了印度各地。
And this was another major contribution of Bhaktivinoda.
而这个呢，也正是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 所贡献出来的巨大的贡献，所做出的巨大的贡献。
This one activity is a full lifetime's commitment is to establish in villages throughout Bengal the understanding of Lord Chaitanya, his teachings, and the chanting of the holy name in a systematic way.
他呢，以这种方式非常清奇一声的、非常的系统的去传播主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的教导，将主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的教导传遍了孟加拉的每一个城镇和乡村。
In China, you are familiar with the Bhakti Vriksha program.
在中国，你们大家都熟悉凤爱树这个活动。
It's modeled after Bhaktivinoda Thakur's work.
实际上，凤爱树活动正是Bhaktivinoda Thakur之后的一种形式，就是他Namahata的这个后面后来的形式，演变成了凤爱树的形式。
When you visit his place, you'll notice right in front of his house is a railroad track.
我们可以看到，在这个路的有一个就是莲花形的这样的一个建筑，那里有一个就是那个火车道，就是在他们家的旁边有火车道。At
the expense of the British government, this railroad was made so that Bhaktivinoda could go every day to attend to his government duties in Krishnanagar.
这是英国的当时的执行长官特意为Bhaktivinoda Thakur建造的火车道，这样呢就能够便于Bhaktivinoda Thakur通过用这个火车道去从 Krishnanagar 去到他工作的地方来履行他的这个职责，工作的职责。
Even the British government considered him to be such an important personality, what to speak of everybody else.
甚至这些英国的执行长官都把他视为非常重要的人物，更何况其他人。
This is our next to the last slide. You recognize the Temple of Vedic Planetarium.
这是我们大家看到的关于我们在Mayapur的宇宙天文神庙。
This project is the fruit of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's vision.
这个工程正是Bhaktivinoda Thakur愿景的成果果实。
Bhaktivinoda Thakur described that in the ancient scriptures it speaks of such a structure. He passed that understanding on to his son, who passed it on to Prabhupada, and now in ISKCON we're manifesting Bhaktivinoda Thakur's vision.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur引经据典，说到了经典里讲到了有这样的一个地方，然后他把这种愿景传递给了他的儿子Bhaktisiddhanta，Bhaktisiddhanta又传递给了Srila Prabhupada。 如今我们可以看到，这个愿景成为了现实。We've
gone for an hour and a half.
我们现在已经过了一个半小时了。So
this is our last slide, and I'll see if any of you would like to have some discussion.
这是我们的最后一个幻灯片，现在看看大家有什么问题提出来。Yes, Greenlight, have a question.
Okay.
Yeah. Sri Gandavika, from Sri Gandavika. 顶拜敬爱的Guru,顶拜翻译, 在Bhaktivinoda Thakur 撰写了不少书籍来传播Krishna知觉, 使门徒和后人们受益。 在他撰写的圣名点经石当中, 在第二章圣名的 灵性身份的主题中，他说：“主 Krishna 的圣名就像一个永恒超然的点金石，点金石可以生产出所有想要的东西。主 Krishna 的圣名这点金石，可赐予物质主义者宗教情感、财富、感官快乐和解脱。” 也赐予一个臣服的奉献者对主 Krishna 纯粹的爱。恳请 Guru Maharaj 能否帮助我们讲解一下这里所说的宗教情感指的是什么，它的深刻含义是什么呢？ Yeah, this question from Sri Gandavik Mataji. I offer my obeisances to you, respected Guru. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote many Bhakti books to preach Krishna consciousness and give a lot of benefits to the disciples and the future generations. So in his book Harinam Chintamani, in the second chapter, the second chapter talk about the topic of the spiritual identification of the holy name. So in this chapter, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that the holy name of Krishna is like a eternal transcendental touchstone. This touchstone can bestow upon everything, can bestow everything. And the touchstone of Lord Krishna's name can give the materialistic religious emotion, opulence, and sense gratification, as well as the liberation. So, and also the touchstone of Lord Krishna's holy name also give a surrendered devotee pure love to Lord Krishna. So I humbly request Guru Maharaj to explain what's the meaning of the religious emotion and what's the
meaning
profound
of what? Meaning of what? Religious emotion?
Yeah, religious emotion.
Religious emotion.
Yeah.
What's the meaning of religious emotion? That's the question?
Yeah. What's the profound meaning of the religious emotion? Could you explain it?
Well, she just read what it means.
Sorry?
But what she, you just read to me what Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, which gives the meaning. So, religion has a material perspective and a spiritual perspective.
那宗教呢，有物质，这方面的宗教，也有灵性方面的宗教。
From the material perspective, there's emotions in relation to God as the supplier of things that we want materially.
啊，从这个物质的角度来，物质角度的这个宗教，那就是他们敬仰神，敬仰神为他们提供想要的一切。
And religious emotion is stirred for materialistic people when they chant to receive those benedictions in their life. That's a religious emotion for them.
那么这种 could you repeat?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
For people that see religion in a material way, their religious emotion is looking to God as the one who will give them those things.
Yeah. 那么对于这些物质主义追求者，他们的这种宗教的情感就是希望主或者是上帝赐予他们想要的一切。
And then there's a spiritual emotion that goes through Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan, and the holy name can give all those things also. That's also religious emotion.
而这个灵性方面的情感，宗教情感，灵性方面的宗教情感就是 使一个人认识到 Brahman 啊，这个超灵的觉悟，还有最后是 Bhagavan 的觉悟，这都是对至尊主的这种灵性的宗教的情感。
You left out Paramatma. Why?
啊 ？Paramatma.
You omitted mentioning Paramatma. Why?
哎呀，宗教界 ，I translate into Chinese.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the meaning of the holy name gives religious emotion.
哦，而这一切关于 Brahman、Paramatma、Bhagavan 的这些觉悟。通过圣灵 Krishna 的圣灵全都能够赐予，所以这就是 Krishna 的圣灵所赐予的这样的灵性的宗教的情感。
Krishna is the source of everything.
Krishna 是一切的根源。
And there's an emotion connected to Krishna when people wish to receiveSomething of this world and something of transcendence.
而这种情感连接着，就是他们从至高无上的一切的根源那里所要祈求得到的，跟这个物质、跟这个世界连接的一切，跟超然的世界所连接的。
Next.
Yeah, next. Dinsati. Radha. This question from Radha. 顶拜 Guru, 请问我们如何追随 Bhakti Nota Ku 纯粹奉爱的步伐，不会沉醉于物质的成就，并高效的利用时间。I offer my obeisance to Guru, so my question is that, how can we follow the footstep of Bhaktivinoda Thakur to follow his pure love, pure bhakti love, and not overwhelmed in, or not immersed in material achievement? At the same time, we effectively make a good use of time.How to follow him?
By following him.
那通过追随他的步伐来追随他，做到这些。
Don't imitate, but follow.
但不要模仿他，可以追随他。啊。
Next.
That.This question from Jamuna Priya. 感谢 Guru 对 Bhakti Nota Thakur 生平事迹精彩的讲课。这些纯粹奉献者的消时光也是主的荣耀的展示。但是当我们聆听这些消时光时，感觉有些遥远，并没有像 Krishna 的消时光那么有趣吸引人。请问是不是我聆听时的心态不恰当呢？我们如何才能得到他们的仁慈呢？Thank you, Guru, for your wonderful narration about Bhaktivinoda Thakur's lifetime. So, yeah, the pastimes of pure devotees is also kind of manifestation of Lord's glories. But when we listen to those pastimes, we feel that we are far away from those pastimes, not as attracted by Krishna's pastime. So this might, because the reason is that I do not listen to those pastimes in a proper attitude. So how can we obtain the mercy, their mercies, their mercy.
This question is the exact opposite of a question from yesterday.
你刚才问的这个问题吧，跟昨天有人问的一个问题是 刚好调过来相反。
That person said, I can relate to the pastimes of the pure devotees who are a great acharyas, but I can't relate in the same way to the messages of Srimad Bhagavatam. Exactly the opposite of what this devotee is saying.
那你问的这个问题刚好跟昨天有一个奉献者问的问题是截然相反的。那个奉献者问的问题就是说他能够联系这些伟大的 Acharyam 的生平啊，能够联系在一起，而相反他跟却不能够很好的就是去理解圣典博伽瓦坛里面的这些超人的信息。
Everything has to do withThe orientation of our heart, how messages strike our heart.
每一件事情都跟我们内心的意向是息息相关的。我们是在什么样的意向的这个，我们的心是在什么样的意向的这个驱动下，受到什么样的意向的这个激励。
So the answer to your question is, you are correct. How you're reading and hearing about the lives of great Vaishnavas has everything to do with how it's striking your heart, how you are appreciating or not.
那么你在这里要纠正的就是，要纠正你如何去阅读、聆听这些伟大的奉献者他们的生平事迹。的方法要去纠正你是在什么样的意向的激励下去聆听这些伟大奉献者的生平的方法。
Next.
So the next question that she asked that how can we get their mercy?
Open your heart.
怎么样去得到他们的仁慈呢？那就是打开我们的心扉。
They're ready to give. Are you ready to receive?
他们已经准备好要去给予。你是否准备好去接受呢？
Yes, Gumach. So far, no more questions.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. One more question.
Okay.
I just noticed. Sorry. This question from Ladita Saki. 顶拜 Gurudev, 感谢您精彩的讲解和启发。他的品格对主的保护的信心和奉爱服务的决心给了我莫大的鼓舞。记得几年前在一次讲座中得知您曾经读过 Bhakti No Thakur 的几十部作品，如果没有说错的话，在此请问咕噜是否可以简要的介绍一下他的作品呢？ So I offer my obeisances to Gurudev. Your wonderful narration and explanation and enlightenment. Thank you for your wonderful narration and enlightenment. SoThe qualities of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and his faith, full faith in Lord's protection, as well as his determination in devotional service. All of this gave me a lot of inspiration or encouragement. So if I remember correctly,Several years ago, in your lecture, you mentioned that you read several dozens of works wrote by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So, may I ask you, Guru, to briefly introduce his works?
There's 100.
他的著作有100多部。
Where to begin?
从哪里开始讲呢?
Two of his writings that are readily known in ISKCON today are Harinam Chintamani, a book describing the glories of the Holy Name, and another is Bhaktya Loka, which is his expanding on the six principles that nourish bhakti and six that destroy bhakti from nectar of instruction.
在他的众多的著作当中，一百多部众多的著作当中，有两部在 ISKCON 当中是十分著名的，其中的一部就是他的 Harinam Chintamani， 对 Krishna 的圣名的荣耀。第二部呢是 Bhakti Loka， Bhakti Loka 是 Bhakti No Thakur 对教诲的甘露当中有利于奉爱服务的六项和不利于奉爱服务的六项进行的详细的阐释。
Many devotees in China have been to Mayapur.
在中国有很多中国的奉献者去过 Mayapur.
There are two books by Bhaktivinoda Thakur about Lord Chaitanya's pastimes in Navadvip.
那么 Bhaktivinoda 大家对 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的其中的两个著作非常的熟悉，一部著作是撰著的 主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在 Mayapur 的消时光，在 Navadvip 的消时光。
The title of one of them is Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, The Glories of Navadvip Dham.
这本书的标题是Navadvip Dhamma Mahatmya 是关于 Navadvip 的荣耀。
That book is a description of Lord Nityananda's taking Jiva Goswami to the places of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. There's a description of that event in detail.
这部著作详细地描述了主 Nityananda 带领着 Jiva Goswami 去拜访了绕拜了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 上演消时光的地方。
And the second book related to the same topic is called Pramana Khanda. It's the scriptural evidence supporting everything that's written in this Leela section, the pastime section.
那么还有跟这本著作很类似的一本著作叫做 Gumaj, could you repeat the name?
Yeah. In addition to the description of Lord Nityananda's taking Jiva Goswami throughout Navadvip, there's a sequel or a second book that describes the scriptural evidence or pramana connected to the first book.
Pramana. Okay.
Pramana. P-R-A-M-A-N-A. Pra.Mana.
那么就是除了关于刚才讲的这个 Navadvip 的荣耀，讲到了主 Nityananda 带领着 Jiva Goswami 去绕拜了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 上演的消时光在这本书之外， Bhaktivinoda Thakur 还写了另一本著作，里面引经据典的证实了就是 Navadvip关于 Navadvip 的荣耀当中的这些叙述。
A fifth book I mentioned already, that's Lord Chaitanya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, His Life and Precepts in English.
刚才 我也提到了他写的另一本著作，就是用英文写的关于 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的生平典生平简短的生平和教导。
Now I've read all of those books, just mentioned those first five.
我刚才提到的这五本书我已经阅读过。
There's Tattva Viveka, Tattva Amnaya, Jiva Dharma. These are all different books giving summaries of Lord Chaitanya's teachings. in different style.
刚才提到了这几本书啊 ，Jiva Dharma 还有 Tattva 那几本书，两本书，三。
Tattva Viveka is
one. Tattva Viveka 啊，这是一本。
And Amnaya Sutra is another.
Amnaya Sutra 这是他写的另一部著作。
Amnaya means scripture, scriptural writings.
Amnaya 指的是经典著作。
So the essence of scripture in little sutras, little codes, is the topic of that book.
那这本书的标题，那是写的经典当中的这以浓缩的方式写出了经典中的精髓。
He wrote an elaborate commentary on Chaitanya Charitamrita.
而且 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 对 Chaitanya Charitamrita 进行了大量的评注。
And there's so many more.
还有很多其他的。Yes.
Are we done?
Yeah, there's another one more.
One more.
This question
Last
from
one.
Ami.
Last one is 817. Hare Krishna.
Yes. Yes. 可不可以说西方圣经的上帝是造物主梵天？梵天生于 Vishnu. Vishnu 生于 Krishna. 所以 Krishna 是上帝的上帝的上帝。So this question from Ami. May I understand it in this way? In the Bible, it said that the God is the creator, Brahma, Lord Brahma. And Brahma is born from Lord Vishnu, God Vishnu. And Vishnu and is born from Krishna. So, in this way, Krishna is the God of the God of the God.
Maybe 50% of what she said is right.
可能你说的 50% 是对的。
Krishna is definitely the God of all gods.
那 Krishna 毫无疑问他是所有神明的神。
However, Vishnu is not created.
但是 Vishnu 不是被创造出来的。
Krishna's expansions are not Krishna's creations.
Krishna 的扩展不是 Krishna 的受造物。不是
Just like souls are...
Sorry, go ahead. May I repeat the
yes, go
translation? Krishna 的扩展不是 Krishna 的创造物。
Are souls created?
我们的灵魂是被创造出来的吗 ？No.
No.
不是，我们的灵魂不是被创造出来的。
But souls come from Krishna, but they're not created by Krishna. They're eternal.
灵魂来自于 Krishna 但不是被 Krishna 创造出来的灵魂全都是永恒的
When the Bible teaches that God created everything it's speaking of the source of everything It may also mean Vishnu but in the ultimate sense Krishna is the source of Vishnu、
so、
He is the God, the Supreme God、
那么当经典里面说到了上帝创造了一切但这个上帝指的是一切的根源主 Vishnu 而 Vishnu 是来自于 Krishna 的所以 Krishna 是至尊主
Okay, I'd like to end, Surabhi Is that alright?
Yes,
Thank you very much We're going to end
非常感谢大家。
Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki Gaur Premanandi.
Hari Hari Bol. 非常感谢Rumpada Swami Maharaj 给我们精彩的分享了 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的 荣耀。也非常感谢大家的聆听，耐心的聆听，也非常感谢 Sati Mataji 的转播，还有美国那边奉献者给我们提供了这样的一个联系的方式。非常感谢大家，祝大家晚安。Hare Krishna.